Good evening.
Hello.
Hi there. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. This is very quick, by the way. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Well,
in your opinion, sir, generally.
Generally, they're taking care of things well.
Right track?
Mm-hmm.
Or wrong track? Right track. Is that correct?
Right track.
Thank you. What, in your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Well, they need to figure out how to slow the traffic down. There's a lot of wrecks.
Okay, let me see.
You know, they're doing a lot of construction, but they're not figuring out how to reroute traffic.
Let me see. Traffic and road, okay, transportation issues. Very well, let's move on. How would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair, excellent.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. In 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well, you know, it's expanding, so everything's growing. Ideally, it should be better off.
Better off. Okay, thank you. Moving on. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Really not at all concerned because I'm, you know, we're both close to retirement age.
Okay, very well. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how would you rate Hector County in these qualities and characteristics. The first one is public transportation. Would you say it is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Public transportation is poor.
Poor, okay. How about the availability of quality health care?
I would say it's right in the middle, but, you know, for a lot of specialists, you have to go to Lubbock.
All right. Okay, the middle answers I have is good or fair?
Fair.
Fair. And the availability of cultural opportunities, such as theater, museums, and music?
It's all right.
Good or excellent?
Good.
Good, okay. The quality of public schools, would you rate that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They need to build a couple more schools.
So what would be that? Good, fair, poor, or excellent?
I would say not good. Because it seems to me like they're having a lot of problems with the high schools.
Mm-hmm.
For
okay.
Simple reason is crowding issues.
So would you rate it as fair or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Effective leadership from elected officials. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Good.
Good. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Poor.
Poor. Public safety and low crime?
I think it's good, you know, and it's in between.
Good. All right, so good. Very well.
Mm-hmm.
A shared vision and effective plan for economic development and good and job growth.
There's job growth. There's jobs all over. You know,
so,
if they really want to work, yeah.
Okay, so would you characterize that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's excellent.
Excellent, thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
It's good. We go to dinner. That's about go to
okay,
the movies.
Okay, so
it's
good.
We don't go to bars and stuff like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure. How would you characterize natural beauty and physical settings in in the county. Excellent, good, mm-hmm. fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Just good.
Good, okay. Availability of affordable housing?
It's good.
Good, all right. Moving on, sir. Offering job opportunities in your field?
There's job opportunities.
So would you say that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. And being able to get from place to place with little traffic, is that good, fair, poor, or excellent?
No, poor.
Poor, okay. So you mentioned that at the beginning. Very well. Let's moving on, sir. Moving on fast. Now, please rate Exo County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first type of people mentioned here is racial and ethnic minorities. Would you rate Exo County as an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live?
It's good. I mean,
okay,
you know.
And for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses, how would you characterize that?
There's opportunity to start businesses.
So yes, but would you say it's an excellent place, good place, fair, fair place, or poor place
excellent.
To live? Excellent.
Excellent.
And for people retiring or retirees, how would you characterize? It's a good place to live for retirees. Good place, fair place. An excellent place.
Well, it's good, you know.
Good.
It's kind of hot here, but, you know.
Okay.
Summertime, once you retire, you can go where it cools off and come back.
Okay. For immigrants from other countries. Immigrants from other. Is Hector County a good place? An excellent place, good place, fair place, or poor place to live for immigrants from other countries?
Well, it depends on how you categorize that. If they're legal, it's a good place. If they're illegal, they shouldn't be here.
Well, in this case, they are not explicit about that, and I'm not supposed to add anything else. So as far as the question is posed at this time, immigrants from other countries, how would you characterize that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? A good place to live for. Good. Very well. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Is it an excellent place, good place, fair place,
good.
Or poor place
good.
To live? Good.
It's good.
And for people like you, good place to live, excellent, fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
Excellent, thank you. For people living below the poverty line,
well, there's no place that's good when you're struggling with funding.
Yes, that's correct. So would you say it's characterized as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, very well. For families with children?
Yeah, it's a good place.
Good place,
very well. You know, yeah.
All right. And for... Do you think Hector County is a good place? Is a place to live for young single people? Would you say that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor for young single people?
I couldn't tell you that because, like I said, I'm close to retirement. So I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of young people.
Good. Oh, good, good, very well. Let's move on. Almost done, sir. Almost done. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
For me, it's excellent.
Excellent. Very well, sir. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It should improve.
Improve. Very well. Moving on, sir. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs, from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar?
Well, you know,
familiar, or not at all familiar?
I would say fairly familiar.
Very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, very well. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you, sir. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar? Somewhat familiar? Not too familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
I've seen some of the things you're talking about.
Oh, I see. Very well. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident? Somewhat confident? Not too confident or not at all?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. Thank you, sir. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely, thank you, sir. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Would you say it's because the poor economic conditions, like lack of jobs?
No, retirement.
Sure.
The hustle and bustle, people like, you know, more quiet areas.
Sure. Okay, let me read the rest of the reasons, and then you say retirement, we can come back to that. So poor economic conditions, family reasons like retirement, poor educational opportunities for them and their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor quality air, pollution, unhealthy, cost of living, and illegal immigration. So do you want to stay with retirement and family reasons?
Not really. I don't want, you know, that's something that's happening everywhere.
Correct. But the question is, in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Would you like to stay with retirement, or do you want to choose any of the others I mentioned?
Probably with retirement, yeah.
Very well. Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household so we can wrap up things up. What is the highest level of education that you have completed, sir?
Me? High school?
Yes. High school. Thank you, sir. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm Independent.
Independent. Thank you.
I like to, you know, research people and really a party doesn't matter if you do right.
Okay, correct. You look for the individual, right? What the individual represents. Uh-huh. Okay. For the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
65.
Thank you, sir. And do you have a school age child living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay. Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you, sir. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. Is your annual household income below $25,000, $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 and above?
$75,000 and above.
Thank you, sir. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you, sir. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else? Just part of the service, sir.
Well, I'm just going to be quite frank with you. There's only two genders, male and female, and I
Thank
am
you.
A male.
Thank you, sir. Just a part of the survey, as I said, bear with me.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I understand, sir. Last question. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or
yes.
No? Yes, you do. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. It was a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Good night.
All right. Have a good night.